I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side. Millions and millions of dollars flow through a particular corridor of downtown Lexington, and there's news about some decisions that may affect that stream. Joining me today is Tom Wilms, the editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Of course, we are talking about Rupp Arena and the Convention Center, and earlier this month, UK Athletics signed a new lease to keep playing their games there. What have you found out about this lease?
Yeah, that's right. They are still hammering out the particulars of the deal, but they have signed a 15-year lease with Rupp Arena, University of Kentucky, to host all men's basketball games there through the 2033 season. And they'll also continue to host Big Blue Madness and the Blue-White Scrimmage games, some of the UK ladies basketball games, and the university commencement ceremonies. So that is good news for UK and Rupp. The annual rent is going to be $1.9 million.
Anything surprising in the document?
Nothing really surprising in the document. This folks might remember there was a proposal back in 2014 to greatly renovate Rupp, and might remember that cool fly-through video that they did where you flew through the doors of Rupp, and it was going to be, I think, about a $350 million expansion. Those plans fell through in 2014. Could not get some of the state money that they had hoped for with that. So they had scaled back on those, but it sounds like they have reached an agreement with UK. It's hard to imagine Rupp without the Cats playing there. And so while it's not the grand renovation that some folks had hoped for, there are going to be continued improvements to Rupp. They're going to continue to add seat backs to some of the upper arena seats. They've already upgraded the lighting and the sound system, and of course that new scoreboard, the digital scoreboard, has been a great upgrade. And in addition, the Lexington Center Corporation and UK, they're going to build out four luxury suites that should be ready by the 2018-2019 season, and revenue from that will also go to UK Athletics.
All right, and renovations continue now for the Lexington Convention Center. What's the latest on that project?
Well, the Lexington Center Corporation went to the City Council here a couple weeks ago to ask for up to an additional $20 million in funding from that. They are proposing renovations to the Convention Center to the tune of about $230 million, which would greatly increase the capacity, reconfigure some things, and that includes a lot of convention space, ballrooms, just to really upgrade the facility. I know that the City Council is considering that request and just voted earlier this week to put it on its agenda. I think a final vote on that is expected at an early March council meeting.
And basically, the rationale is that the city is losing out on big business because of an inadequate convention center.
Well, yeah, the folks that that I've talked to with regard to this, and of course we'll keep on it and keep following up for Business Lexington readers, but the consensus is that it's not so much outdated. If you're not continually improving and making improvements, that you're losing out on business. That, in other words, you can't just stay the same where you are and expect to keep bringing in the same volume of business. Conventions and events are very competitive. There's lots of options and different markets out there to locate in. So sounds like this is very proactive on Lexington's part and the Lexington Center Corporation's part to keep investing in that property and to ensure the future of downtown and convention business and all the businesses in the district.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Our guest on the business side has been Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thank you very much, Alan.